So, I mean, this Nakuda, I think is a very profound point that in how people are actually perceiving or understanding the Aruch HaChaim. Like from what I've the Ben Torah for Life, I've seen from different people that I've spoken to that that my generation who sat in Kollel and learned used this the way I think it was ideally intended as a transition where this was one message I always got. It kind of conflicted with the reality that I have to live with. This is what I'm going to do to reconcile. I also found that the previous generation from before mine, I guess my father's age, people between the ages of, I don't know, 45 and 60 or and 70, and this is what actually a gentleman mentioned at the Q&A on Sunday night, I found that people are using it as validation for that generation, which did not really learn in Kollel, to say, look, we didn't learn in Kollel, but there's a milah over learning in Kollel when you could do the mitzvahs, when you could do the Torah, to get and ma'asim tovim, when you could mix the ruchnias together with the gashmias, that has an inherent milah, which I think a gentleman was asking at the Q&A. So the way I understood this concept is that l'chatchilosh, Shevet Levi is ideal. They're unique. There's only a few of them. They're the manhigim, and to be part of that is a unique opportunity. If you can't do that, not that it's v'diyeved to go out to work, to do that. It is l'chatchila, but it's l'chatchila for 90, for the other 97% of Klal Yisrael. But other people are taking it and saying that it's better than Shevet Levi, which I never understood. If I make $100 million tomorrow, then I'm going back to yeshiva in a heartbeat, because that's a better life and avodas Hashem. Does Rebbe, see these two nekudos, and how does that play in with what we're saying over here?
So a few points. They are okay. Point one that they're right in is, by definition, those people have less nisyonos because they never came from a different place. So obviously, I grew up in a generation where we saw and heard a lot of things. So when we see it in the street, it's less mashpia. On the other hand, it means we start at a severe flaw. Tachlis, so to say, it is correct that people who the chatchila have a lower sviva are going to be less affected by the transition. But that's not machmas mila. I don't want to use a mashal Chaim Shevets gave, but Chaim Shevets is to say about it says that we spoke about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh Klal Yisrael, that we shouldn't need trotzim and so on. So he said, a dog, when he eats garbage, doesn't throw up, and I do. It's not because the dog is better than me. It's because I'm more sensitive than he is. My stomach is a lot more sensitive. So the fact that they're able easier to cope in that world, and they don't go through that transition, that crisis, is correct. Doesn't come machmas so much mila. It comes machmas, okay. So just like Lamash in the old days, a person who grew up, let's say, a little bit before my times, and he went to work and he had a store on Orchard Street, he was very happy. Today, a person who has a store on Orchard Street would be very unhappy. He's, he'd make it in college and make it here and make it there. So here also, it's not coming machmas mal yusek, coming machmas on risar. What the person doesn't understand, I think, is as follows. When a person who understands the Olam HaMitzvahs better, mitzad the halacha shabai, mitzad the Torah shabai, mitzad the Muslim like that, so the Olam HaMitzvahs that he's engaged in is much more profound. He sits in a shul and davens, that's wonderful, and all the credit for that. But he sits in his, and he's Mishra Shabbos, and it's a big mitzvah, there's a lot of credit for that. But he doesn't begin to understand the malachis, the dinim, so doing things with understanding is a much, much deeper way of doing something than not understanding. And that's something that he need, that's something that the person was not, didn't have. That was his, he grew up in that church. He can't understand it because there's no mind of Kamina. So, but a a person who had that intense learning faces a crisis. The world is new. If you've always seen girls, this, that, and the other thing, you obviously have less of a crisis when you enter that world. And people went to co-ed schools and flipped out and became frumen out to show. When they go back, it's less of a problem for them, obviously, but that's not the reason to go to co-ed school. It, you know, it means that most people never get out of it. And the understanding that now, and where are you supposed to use your ruchnias? That depends on the person. There's a Sefer Hasidim that says a person can make a lot of money, support other people, should be doing that, not learning. Rabbi Shapiro told somebody, or somebody in England, who had learned the Kerala for a short time, was mishuga about going into, his father had a worldwide business, went into that business, did extremely well, he split off on his own, but did very well. And at some point, he started getting back into learning and more and more. And finally, he had enough money to quit. And he asked Ramesh Shapiro and Nelson Svi about quitting and learning full time. And they both told him the same thing. Ramesh Shapiro told him this nusach. There's yisachas in the world and there's zvulans. If you can be as a good yisach as you are zvulan, nobody has the right to impose on you to be a zvulan. But if you would be a phenomenal zvulan and an okay yisachar, in terms of the level of learning, the intensity, etc., and meaningful, then why are you leaving your shevet or fail to shave it? So a person needs essence of what's my tachlis. I mean, had Tolly Newberg not gone into becoming a menahel of a yeshiva, Walter wouldn't sit. You know, there is a question that a person asks himself: Machavasi Balami, what are Kadosh Baruch Hu put in this world for? What are my kohos? And what can I work with?
Mm-hmm. Is that a question that a person should ask before, you know, after 12th grade? Am I better yisachar, better zvulun?
So I don't think 12th grade is the cutoff point. I think the ikar question should be asked 4 years down the road. Most people really start learning. But at 22, 23, a person should have a good sense of where the wind is blowing and he should be able to work out. So I think I'm going to end up in business. I think I'm going to end up doing this or that or the other thing. Mistama, I need to do something like this to push it along or whatever it is.
I think so. Even Zvulun needs a certain foundation, meaning Kailo, what I'll be saying, is yes. For Zvulun. That's it. It's not because I'm trying to be Sachar and I'm getting all the way. It's to be the best Zvulun.
That's true. Correct. And especially today's age, where people are more learned, more sophisticated. A person who has a half a brain will not be able to function in a world where his knowledge of Yiddishkeit is the equivalent of a balabas in the 50s in an Orthodox synagogue. It's not going to work. In those days, that's where things worked. People didn't know anything. The rabbi said this, the rabbi said that, and that was it. It was very touching. There was a namuna pshuta, but just like nobody today would tolerate that is kids not know any science and just rely, you know, this is the way it is. People want to understand that this is part of what makes you a person. Same thing with history. That's why we send our kids to school. Nobody's going to use history. Who's going to use history? Who's going to use science? Who's going to use, I mean, Tachlis, everybody does the very specific thing that he does. But there's a sense to us that a person who understands broadly makes you a more, what's the right word for it? A more involved participant. And so on. So you can't say in Yiddishkeit, you're left with the rabbi said, this rabbi said this, this rabbi said that. You need to have a very, very strongly developed Yiddishkeit. Kefi, what's shayach?
Because I want to ask Rav Zelig this question of if somebody feels that he could be the best therapist in the world, should he not, you know, learn in Kailol, and because this is his tafkid. And yeah. He told me that the shayla of tafkid only starts once you leave yeshiva.
Right.
When you're in yeshiva, there's no shayla of tafkid. You're in yeshiva, and if you could stay your whole life in yeshiva, then you never even get the shayla of tafkid. Once you leave yeshiva, so now we have to clear the shayla. But the way Rabbi's saying is with a different connection.
The truth is for, the normal mahalach is a subtle guidance. Lamash, let's say somebody at 22, 23, he's just got married, he's in kailu for a few years. He's going to be in kailu for years. But you see, he's not going to be, you know, learning is not going to be his main thing, but he's very good with people and so on. So you tell them, take some night courses, do this, do that. You know, you still spend the next few years mostly mainly learning, but you guide the person to do some pull so it doesn't start blank at that point. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important to have somebody to do it with you. It's not because the Rebbe knows everything. It's because the Rebbe doesn't have the negiyas you have. He has a better overall picture. He's supposed to be in the same Shemayim, and he has a sense of what's appropriate and what's not. How much more learning? How much less learning? You would hope that it's individual.